हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Nachiketa asked for Atmajnanam. Yamadharma Raja, this Lord Yama, now playing the role of a teacher of the Shastram. Introduces the Omkaraha, the Pranavaha. Why? Because Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Knowledge of one's, the essential nature of one's own self is knowledge of the essential nature of the entire world. It is the knowledge of the truth of the entire universe. Therefore, here he introduces Omkara, which serves as an alambanam for, a symbol for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. Reality with its attributes is Sagunam Brahma. When you look at the reality as the one which is in the form of, which is manifested as the universe, is Sagunam Brahma. The reality without the universe, without its association with forms, names and functions, is Nirgunam Brahma, the pure reality. Omkara is an alambaram, pratikam for both, a symbol for both in Sagunam and Nirgunam Brahma. Therefore here, Omkara Shabda Artha Jnanam. Omkaraha is a Shabdaha. It's a word, a unique word, which stands for the whole cosmos, which implies the very abstract formless reality. So Omkara Artha Jnanam, the meaning, knowledge, having knowledge of the meaning of the word Omkara is in fact having knowledge of the truth of the universe, which is also having knowledge of the truth of one's own self, and which itself is freedom, mokshaha. Therefore, he introduces this Omkara in the 17th mantra, which we saw. Yetadalambanam sreshtam, yetadalambanam param, yetadalambanam jnatva, brahmaloke mahiyate. Yetadu alambanam sreshtam. So the word sreshtam means the most exalted. And yetadu alambanam param. Yetadu alambanam jnatva brahmaloke mahiyate. As I said, the word jnatva here means, jnatva also means having meditated upon. See, the word janati means meditates upon. The word janati literally means knows. So, jnatva means having meditated upon. Upasya. So, having dwelt upon the Omkara as Sagunam Brahma, and I might have meditated upon the Omkara as Nirgunam Brahma, a person Brahmaloke Mahiyate. This is the whole mantra we have to see today, don't we? Yeah. If we read it again. Yetadalambanam Sreshtam, Yetadalambanam Param, Yetadalambanam Jnatva, Brahmaloke Mahiyate. If Omkara is taken as an alambanam for Sagunam Brahma, it is a symbol for symbol of meditation upon Sagunam Brahma. If it is taken as an alambanam for Nirgunam Brahma, then one has to enquire into the meaning of the Omkaraha, which becomes the enquiry into the nature of the reality, which is Nirguna Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, Swarupa Vicharaha. Anyway, the meditation upon Omkara will bless a person with the benefit of being one with Sagunam Brahma. And meditation upon Omkara as Nirgunam Brahma will bless a person with the clear vision of Brahma obtaining as one's own Sarupam. Anyway, as a result of this meditating upon Omkara as Sagunam Brahma or as Nirgunam Brahma, a person attains the benefit, which means a person, as Sagunam Brahma Upasakaha, as a meditator upon Sagunam Brahma, a person remains as one with Ishvara. As a meditator upon Omkara as Nirgunam Brahma, a person remains as Brahma. Thereby, Brahma Loke Mahiyate. A person revels in the world of Brahman. It's a literal meaning. So, Brahma Loke Mahiyanam means what? A person remains as Brahma means a person becomes free from Brahma. The person has the status, attains status of being one with Brahma. Thereby, this person also becomes a person of great reverence, like Sagunam Brahma or Irgunam Brahma. Is the literal meaning of this mantra. See the meaning here. Yetadu, this alambanam, sreshtam alambanam. This is the, see, shreyas, shreyan, sreshta. You can say good, better, best. Sreshta is a superlative degree. Therefore, this is the best alambanam. This is the best symbol. This is the most exalted symbol. And a param. And this is the, this itself is what? The param. This is superior because it is the Omkara itself is Brahma. Param here means Brahma. Which Brahma? Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma. Yetad alambanam jnatva, having meditated upon this symbol, Brahma Loke Mahiyate, the meditator revels in the world of Brahma. Revels in the world of Brahma. Mahiyate means a person enjoys the greatness. Mahiyana means enjoying greatness. The person enjoys greatness. The person enjoys the adorability. The person himself becomes adorable in Brahmaloka. This is the literal meaning. So what Shankara Bhagavata says, let us see here. Yetadalambanam, yetadu Brahma Prapti Alambananam Sreshtam, Brahma Prapti Alambananam Sreshtam, Brahma Prapti Alambananam Sreshtam, Brahma Prapti Alambananam Sreshtam. See, Brahmanaha Prapto Bahuni Alambanani Santi. See, in attaining the knowledge of Brahman, Brahma Jnana Praptau, in attaining knowledge of Brahman, there are many symbols. All of them, Brahma Prapti Alambanana means Brahma Jnana Prapti Alambanana. All the symbols which serve as instruments, which serve as support in attaining the knowledge of Brahman, this is Shreshtam. This Omkara is the best. Omkara is the most exalted. Omkara is the greatest of all the symbols which serve as symbols in attaining the knowledge of Brahman. Shreshtam means what? Prashasyatamam. See, Prashasyam. Prashasyam, great, praiseworthy, Prashasyataram, more praiseworthy, Prashasyatamam, the most praiseworthy, greatest, best. Prashasyam, Prashasyataram, Prashasyatamam. Prashasyam itself is what? Great. Prashasyataram, greatest, more praiseworthy. Prashasyatamam, most praiseworthy, the greatest, the best. Etad alambanam param aparam cha. Etad alambanam, this omkara is an alambanam symbol for both param and aparam cha. Para apara brahma vishayatvat. How can one omkara be an alambanam for both param and aparam? He said, yes, it is possible because para apara brahma vishayatvat. This omkara is a symbol for both param brahma and aparam brahma. This omkara is what? Said to be param brahma as well as aparam brahma. So, Omkara stands for Ishvara, the whole. Omkara also stands for the formless, attributeless reality. So, last class I elaborated what Ishvara means. You know, Sagunam Brahma means Ishvaraha. Nishvaraha means what? Ishvaraha is a title attributed to the very formless, abstract reality with its inseparable, unmanifest power of knowing. The reality itself, without separating its power of knowing, without associating it with power of knowing, look at the reality as the source of the power, pure consciousness, pure knowledge. The reality is implied with them. As he is said to be Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma. So, Aparam and Param. In reality with its power is Sagunam Brahma, Aparam Brahma. Reality as a source of the power, the only truth is said to be Nirgunam Brahma. And as this is Vishayatvat, as is Omkara, has the status of being alambanam for both Sagunam and Nirgunam Brahma, Omkara itself is said to be Param Brahma, Omkara itself is said to be Aparam Brahma. Om is another word for Param Brahma. Om is another word for Sagunam Brahma. That's what he means here. So, as I explained last class, Saguna Brahma Upasakaha, the person who meditates upon Omkara as Agunam Brahma. Of course, meditating upon Omkara as Agunam Brahma also is not an easy joke. It involves a tremendous amount of discipline on one's part, effort, tremendous effort. Such a person, after leaving his physical body and in subtle form, leaving the gross physical body here itself, in sukshma form, The person will travel through the Shukla Gatihi, the solar path, and he will reach the highest of the lokas known as Brahma Loka, and there remaining as Sagunam, remaining as Sagunam Brahma for some time, and there he had, a person attains Jnanam. How he can do Swarupa Vichara, how he can enquire into this nature of the reality, how he attains Jnanam, all those things are not discussed in the Shastram, but it is definitely said the person who goes to Brahmaloka will not come back, because highest of the lokas, there the person attains Jnanam. It is incomprehensible for all of us. First of all, traveling after the death is something incomprehensible. And attaining Brahmaloka is incomprehensible. It cannot be disproved by us, nor can other person who has gone there, who would have gone there, can prove this to us. That's why it's always taken as a matter for belief. But Shastram says, and we accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, so we accept this also. And there the person attains Jnanam, thereby the person resolves his identity as a formless reality. There, after attaining Jnanam, the person attains Muktihi. That Mukti attained in Vimaloka is said to be Krama Muktihi. Anyway, the person will attain Moksha. He will not come back into this world. Otherwise, if a person dwells upon this Omkara as the Nirgunam Brahma, so by way of understanding the meaning of Omkara, when a person enquires into the nature of the reality, and here itself the person attains Jnanam, and the person attains Jivan Mukti, or even at least before this leaving his physical body, he attains Mukti here itself, in this world itself, where his Mukti is called Sadhyo Muktihi. Immediate Moksha is Sadhyo Muktihi. Attaining Moksha after going Brahmaloka is called Karma Muktihi. Anyway, Omkara Upasanam will bless a person with either Krama Muktihi or Sadhyo Muktihi, depending upon how the meditator uses Omkara. I mean, how, whether he uses this as an Alambanam for Sagunam Brahma or Nirgunam Brahma. That is the meaning here. That is the meaning explained by this word, Para Para Brahma Vishayatvat. It is Omkara itself is Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma. Yetadalambanam Jnatva Brahma Loke Mahiyate Parasmin Brahmani Mahiyate. Brahma Loke means what? The word Loka should not be literally taken as the world itself. Brahma Loke Mahiyate. Literally it means he revels in the world of Brahman. He enjoys the adorability in the world of Brahman. He enjoys the greatness in the world of Brahman, which means Parasmin Brahmani Mahiyate. So, enjoying the greatness means the person becomes one with Brahman. That's what Kakacharya could explain in the next sentence. Parasmin Brahmani Mahiyate. Aparasvimscha Brahma Bhotaha Brahmavat Upasya Bhavati Ityartaha. So having dwelt upon this Omkara as an Alambanam for Parambrahma, the person becomes one with Parambrahma, remains as Brahma, attains Sadhyo Muktihi. Aparasmin Brahma Aparasvimscha. When a person meditates upon this Omkara as Aparambrahma, becoming one with Ishvara, Brahma Bhutaha, Brahmavat Upasya Bhavati. He also becomes worshipable person. Okay, as one with Ishvara, he also becomes the one who deserves the worship. Upasya Bhavati Ityartaha. Brahmavat. As Ishvara, he also, like Ishvara, he also becomes adorable because he's one with Ishvara. Becomes one with Ishvara if you meditate upon Omkara as Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Again, who is Ishvara? I told you already, Ishvara is the one, Ishvara is a name attributed to the reality with its power manifested as the universe, as the one endowed with the power. Okay, now mantra number 18. We are going to see elaborate meaning only here. Before going to the mantra, let me explain the meaning of the word Om. Otherwise, you will not get anywhere when you read this mantra. See, this Omkaraha consists of three sounds we all know very well. It's like it may sound like kindergarten class, because even though it's a very profound teaching, because you have heard this explanation many times from me before, and some of you who are in the class now already have done the Mandukya Upanishad. In fact, Mandukya Upanishad should be done only after having gone through the small Upanishads. Of course, some of you are very, very new. Some of you who would have heard me, my other classes also. Anyway, the Om is a Omkaraha is a single word consisting of three sounds, Akaraha, Ukaraha, and Makaraha. So what is Akaraha? This Akaraha itself stands for A. This one sound A, short vowel sound A, stands for Ishvaraha, Viradishvaraha. Viradi Akaraha stands for Viradishvaraha. What does Viradishvaraha means? Viradishvaraha means Virat is a functional name attributed to the only Lord who is in the form of the entire objective universe, the elemental gross universe, experienced in the waking state. So, Jagrat Prapancha Rupena Bhasamanaha Ishwaraha Virat. Jagrat Prapancha Rupena Bhasamanaha Ishwaraha Virat Ityuchyate. Why Virat? Virat Ishwaraha means Virat Ishwaraha. Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. Vividham Rajate Iti Virat. So, one of the names of Ishvara, Bhagavan, is Virat. Why? Ishvara alone is shines. Ishvara alone is shining as every form, name and function. All the forms, names and functions. Ishvara alone is shining as countless number of, various countless number of forms, names and functions. Therefore, Ishvara is said to be Virat. And even though Ishvara is not any of the forms, Ishvara is not any of the names, Ishvara is not any of the functions associated with the names and function forms, still all the forms which constitute the objective universe, all the words denoting the countless number of forms which constitute the universe, all the functions associated with these forms together constitute what? The entirety of the objective world experienced in the waking state. The entirety of the objective world experienced in the waking state is nothing but manifestation of Ishvara, appearance of the Lord, one and the only truth alone, is appearing in the form of the entire objective world of countless forms, names and functions experienced in the waking state. The whole Jagat is nothing but manifestation of the reality, Ishvara. And look at it, the whole Jagat is Ishvara. So seeing Ishvara as the one appearing in the form of the cosmos, appearing of the world experienced in the waking state, Ishvara is said to be Virat Ishvaraha. And there also, this experiencer of the Virat Ishvara, and it's experience of the Viradishvara, and then experience of the Jagat, experiencer of the world, and experience of the world, and experienced world. All the three are Virat. All the three are Virat. Experiencer of the world, experience of the world, and experienced world. So, the Ishvara alone is in the experiencer of the world. As experiencer of the waking universe is Vishwaha. Vishwaha is also Virat. Vishwa is non-separate from Virat. And experience is also Virat. Experienced world also is Virat. The entire objective universe obtaining in the waking state is nothing but Ishvara. We do not see the world as world at all. The world is Ishvara. World is appearance of Ishvara, manifestation of Ishvara. Therefore, that Akara stands for Virat Vishwa Virat Ishvaraha. The Virat Ishvara, who alone is there as the experiencer Vishwa and experienced world, is symbolized by Akaraha. And Ukaraha stands for the subtle universe. The Ukaraha stands for just this one vowel sound. U stands for Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha. And Samashti Sukshma Prapanchaha also is not looked upon as the universe. This is the big difference between other people and Vaidika. Any Vaidika who accepts his Shastam as the Pramanam can look at everything as only Ishvara, nothing other than Ishvara for him. So, not only the world experienced in the waking state, even the entirety of the objective universe experienced in subtle form, in dream state, is also nothing but Ishvara, appearance of Ishvara. Then, you call the Sukshma Prapancha as what? Hiranyagarbha. What is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha is also one of the three functional names of only Ishvara. The Bhagavan alone is in the form of the subtle universe. Why is it called subtle universe? This universe is not material universe. Material sense is not gross elemental universe. This universe is the universe projected by thoughts, Vasanamaya Prapanchaha. The subtle universe, Sukshma Prapanchaha. Therefore, that Vasanamaya Prapanchaha, which is projected by the thoughts, that world is subtle, which is not perceptible through the physical sense organs, but which is available only for Sakshi Pratyaksha, still which is experienced. And that when we look at that universe, the subtle universe, also as manifestation, appearance of Ishvara. No universe exists outside of Ishvara. Any universe is Ishvara only. Then the name attributed to Ishvara, the one and only Ishvara, is what? Hiranyagarbha. Why he said to be Hiranyagarbha? Because Ishvara is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyam Garbhe Yasya. Hiranyagarbha. See, the shining world obtains in whom? Okay. Hiranyagarbha. In one's own self. The whole dream world also is just only in the one's own conscious mind. The shining world obtains in one's own conscious mind. The word is said to be Hiranyagarbha. It's a beautiful word, actually, Hiranyagarbha. We should not take it as golden egg, etc. Hiranyagarbha is one of the names attributed to Ishvara as the one who is in the home of the subtle universe. Hiranyagarbha, there is experiencer and experience of subtle universe, and experienced subtle world, all three are nothing but Ishvara. Then you say this Ukara stands for Hiranyagarbha, subtle universe. And what about Makaraha? The Makaraha, the mere single consonant, a single nasal sound consonant Makara stands for unmanifested, undifferentiated universe. So we can say Akara stands for Jagrat Prapanchaha, Ukara stands for Sukshma Prapanchaha, Sthula Prapanchaha, Sthula Prapanchaha, Jagrat Prapanchaha. Ukara stands for Sukshma Prapanchaha, subtle universe. And Makara stands for unmanifested, undifferentiated universe. The subtle and gross universe, when they remain unmanifested, undifferentiated, as one power of knowing, unmanifested power of knowing. The entire objective gross universe and subtle universe remain as one unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing is called Maya. What is Maya? Maya is the unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing. And this gross universe also remains as Maya. Subtle universe also remains as Maya. Undifferentiated, unmanifested power of knowing, power of the reality is always said to be Maya. Then there's no world then. Only Maya is there. Therefore, this same Ishvara, one and the only Ishvara, looked upon as the abstract formless reality with its unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing is looked upon as Antaryamishwaraha. So Makara stands for Antaryamishwaraha. Antaryamishwaraha means what? The only Ishvara with his unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing, always said to be Maya, Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam, Brahma Ishwaraha. Antaryamishwaraha. So Akara, Ukara, Makaraha stand for this Virat Hiranyagarbha and Antaryamishwaraha. I should say here, Akara stands for Virat, means it stands for both experiencer and experienced world obtaining in the waking state. The gross manifestation, gross universe. Ukara stands for the experiencer and the experienced subtle universe. The experiencers obtaining subtle experiencer or subtle universe is said to be Taijasaha. So Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha together. So Ukara stands for experiencer and experienced subtle world. Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha. And Makaraha stands for the experiencer and experienced unmanifested undifferentiated universe. The experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, or as experiencer of the unmanifested undifferentiated universe, obtaining as Maya, is said to be Prajnaha. So Prajnaha Antaryamishwaraha. We have two pairs, okay, three pairs. Vishwaha Virat, Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha, and Prajnaha Antaryamishwaraha. What is the Ishwara called Antaryamishwaraha? Antaha Yamayati Yasmin. So the one in whom the entirety of the gross and subtle universe remain resolved as one unmanifested, undifferentiated power that Ishwara said to be Antaryamishwaraha. So here, Prajna and Antaryamishwaraha. So Makara stands for the experiencer obtaining in deep sleep state, and the experienced, unmanifested, undifferentiated world as Maya is what now? You say, when you say experienced, but Maya we cannot experience, but we should, it has to be understood as total ignorance. And we can understand it only with the help of the analysis of our deep sleep state. Anyway, so this is Antaryamishwaraha. So Makara stands for Tai Prajna Antaryamishwaraha. Ukara stands for Taijasa Hiranyagarbha. Akara stands for Vishva Virat. Vishvaha Taijasaha Prajnaha. Virat Hiranyagarbha Antaryamishwaraha. So type Vishvaha is non-separate from Virat. You can say Virat means it is inclusive of Vishvaha. Only Ishvara, the experiencer and the experienced world, both are Ishvara. Experiencer and experienced subtle world are Ishvara, only Ishvara. Experiencer and experienced unmanifested, undifferentiated world also is Ishvara, which means Ishvara is not the experiencer. Ishvara is not the experience. Ishvara is not the experienced world also. But experiencer, the experience and experienced world, manifested gross universe. Experiencer, the experience and experienced subtle universe. Experiencer, experience and the experienced unmanifested undifferentiated universe. All are one and the only Ishvara. The only Ishvara. Who is Ishvara here? Ishvaraha is a title, qualification, simply a qualification attributed to the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, the truth. What is that inexplicable, subtlest, formless reality? We have to understand that reality alone is endowed with the power of knowing. And when this power of knowing is manifested and differentiated as the world of countless forms, names and functions in the waking state is given the name as what? Ishvara, as Virat Ishvara. The same reality, this power of knowing manifested as subtle world of forms, names and functions is called Hiranyagarbheshwara. The same reality with its power of knowing unmanifested, undifferentiated, thereby the one in whom the entire objective universe, the subtle and gross worlds, resolved as one unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing, then the Ishvara, Ishvara said to be Antaryamishwaraha. These three names are three functional names attributed to the only Ishvara. The only Ishvara is another than the only formless abstract reality. The one and the only reality is given the title of Ishvara. The only Ishvara is given three different functional names as Virat, Hiranyagarbha and Antaryamishwaraha. In Puranas, this Virat is personified as Mahavishnu. The same Hiranyagarbha, the concept, the Hiranyagarbha is personified as four-headed Brahma. And the same Antaryamishwaraha is personified as Shiva. Shivaha, Brahma, Vishnuhu are the personifications of these concepts. Viradeshwara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Antaryamishwaraha. And these three are functional names of only Ishvara. Ishvara also is nothing but a name attributed to the formless abstract reality with its power manifested as the gross universe, this power manifested as the subtle universe, and this power unmanifested and undifferentiated. Okay, therefore, Akara, Ukara, Makara, all the three stand for all Trinity. Threefold manifestations, appearance of Ishvara. But so all the three stand for Sagunam Brahma, Ishvaraha. Akaraha stands for Sagunam Brahma. Ukara also Sagunam Brahma. Makara also Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam means what? Looking at Ishvara, understanding the Ishvara as nothing but the reality with its unmanifested, undifferentiated power. And now, there is, when you utter Om repeatedly, many times, and every time you say Om, and again you begin to say Om between two Omkaras, this is silence. Om. 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 So, A, O, M. A, O, M. Three sounds when you put them together. It sounds Om. 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 This Makara is sound. When you stop with the Makara, we utter this word, three sounds are uttered together as Om. And the word ends. When the utterance of the word comes to an end, then this is what follows is silence. Om. 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 In between the two words. So after, when the utterance Om Makara sound comes to an end, again when the word Om is begun, when you begin uttering the word Omkara, in between there is silence. There's no sound. There's no sound. Soundlessness. And that there's no sound. That soundlessness is what? Silence. What is that silence? That silence is Swarupam. Swarupam of the reality. That silence, which is a Swarupam of the reality, implies, silence implies. Silence itself is, silence stands for the reality, which is of the nature of silence. So silence here implies what? Silence implies actionlessness. Actionlessness. So silence implies soundlessness, actionlessness, changelessness, all pervasiveness. The silence stands for the abstract formless reality. Just the reality. When you look at the silence stands for reality, means there we do not distinguish, differentiate its power. Look at the fire as the fire alone. We do not look at the fire as something which is endowed with the power of burning. You don't see. Like that here, just the abstract formless reality is implied by this silence, because silence also is what? Formless. Silence has no form. The silence is Swarupam of the reality. Therefore, the silence, Swarupam of the reality, symbolizes, stands for the abstract formless reality, Nirgunam Brahma. த்ரீ சவுண்ட்ஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட் ஃபார் சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஈஸ்வரஹா. ஆஸ் விராட் ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பா அனந்தர்யாமீஸ்வரஹா. அண்ட் சைலன்ஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம. ஸோ த்ரீ சவுண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் சகுணம் பிரம்ம அண்ட் சைலன்ஸ் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம. விச் மீன்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி விச் இஸ் தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ். ரியாலிட்டி ஈஸ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ், பியோர் நாலெட்ஜ், த சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் நாலெட்ஜ். வென் தி ஃபவுண்ட் திஸ் ரியாலிட்டி அலோன் the knowledge, there's manifestation of knowledge. When the power of reality becomes manifest as knowledge, and then the words are also possible. The words are expressions of the manifestations of knowledge. And the source of the words, the source of the, so Bhagavan is called Shabda Yonihi. In Srimad Bhagavatam class, I said that day, Bhagavan is said to be Shabda Yonihi, the source of origination of all words, because the source of all knowledge is Bhagavan. Therefore, the source of origination of all words also is Bhagavan. And here, the silence stands for Nirgunam Brahma. This Omkara stands for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma. How we have to see, understand how silence stands for Nirgunam Brahma, that we will understand. I'm going to explain that to you later on. Don't worry. This we'll see that. So the sounds themselves, the sounds stand for Ishvara. Only Ishvara. Obtaining with the three different functional names, the threefold appearances, as the one in the form of the gross universe, as the one in the subtle universe, as the one in whom the gross and subtle universe remain unmanifested and undifferentiated as Maya. Ishvara. Sagunam Brahma. Three sounds stand for Sagunam Brahma. And the silence, the soundlessness, the silence, which is said to be, which is also part of Omkara. So the Omkara, the silence following the Makara, is said to be Amatraha. Why? There's no Matra. See, one Akara being a short vowel, it should take only one Matra Kalaha. And Ukara takes one Matra Kala. Makara should take one Matra Kala. Therefore, whenever we utter Omkara, it should not take more than three Matra Kalaha. Om. Om. There are three Matra Kala it should take. We should not simply we should not prolong Omkara. Om. We should not do that. Actually, for understanding, utterance of Omkara should not take more than three matras, three matra kalaha. And what is silence? No sound at all. Therefore, amatraha, Omkara, sound, silence is amatraha, amatraha. This is how Om stands for Sagunam and Nirgunam Brahma, Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma. Whose understanding? Let us enter into this mantra. Still, I need to explain to you how can we understand silence as the Ishvara Swarupam, Virat Swarupam, Hiranyagarbha Swarupam, Antaryamishvara Swarupam, Ishvara Swarupam. Is what? The truth of Virat, the truth of Hiranyagarbha, the truth of Antaryamishvara, which means you can say truth of the only Ishvara, the Swarupam of Ishvara, is abstract reality, formless reality. subtlest reality. So what is the subtlest, formless, abstract reality, which is the truth of Hiranyagarbha, truth of Virat, truth of Antaryamishwaraha? That truth of Ishvara is the truth of every individual being, truth of everything in this universe, truth of one's own Swarupam, which has to be arrived only as the Swarupam of the knower, which is the Swarupam of the I, which is the substance of a substantive I. That is how we can arrive at that silence, which stands for the abstract, formless, only reality, is available for recognition only as Swarupam of the individual. Ishvara Swarupam has to be arrived at as one's own Swarupam. As one's own Swarupam, as Swarupam of the knower, as the truth of I, as the content of the I, as the meaning of the word I. Then you can understand what exactly that formless, abstract reality is. That formless, abstract reality, which the silence stands for, alone is said to be Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality. Nirvisesham Brahma. Nirvisesham, Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality. So what is that? We have to understand that. Let us see the mantra first, then we can see the explanation. Anyatra dharmat. Let's see the bhashyam first. Anyatra dharmat ityadina prishtasya atmanaha. Anyatra dharmat ityadina prishtasya atmanaha asesha visesha rahitasya alambanatvena pratikatvena cha omkaraha nirdishtaha. He says omkaraha nirdishtaha. So omkaraha, om, nirdishtaha. So omkara has been instructed. Omkara has been mentioned. As what? Pratikatvena. You have to come from the back, okay? Omkara cha means and omkaraha nirdishtaha. Omkara has been mentioned. As what? As the one having the status of being the symbol. Pratikatvena, or as this symbol, Omkara has been mentioned as this symbol. Pratikam is symbol. Pratikatvena as the symbol. Omkara is mentioned as the one, as a sound having the status of being a symbol. How alambanatvena, as the one having the status of being the support. Alambanam, support. Alambanatvena, as the one having the status of being the support. As the one having the status of being the symbol. Omkara has been mentioned. Alambanatvena omkaraha nirdishtaha. Pratikatvena omkaraha nirdishtaha. Omkara has been mentioned as the one having the status of being the symbol, as the one having the status of being the support. Symbol is a support. Please understand, symbol itself is what? A support. As that which represents. Okay, support means what? Support, the symbol here is Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Ishvara is also incomprehensibly vast. What is Ishvara? Ishvara means the whole. entirety of the gross universe is Ishvara. Entirety of the subtle universe is also Ishvara. The entirety of the unmanifested, undifferentiated world also is Ishvara. So the entirety of the world, manifested, unmanifested, subtle universe is Ishvara. And who are you? Who are you, the meditator? Here, when you look at yourself as an individual, as the meditator, as a good person, as a meditator, and you have to use your antahkaranam for meditation here, because the internal instrument of heart must be used for meditation. You have to turn for attention upon something. And this mind is used as an instrument of this mind, the internal instrument of knowledge. Okay, alone has to be used for meditation. The mind uses an instrument for meditation, being the subtlest, being one of the, you know, countless number of things here. This mind also is what now? Ishvara. The mind is part of Ishvara. The meditator is Ishvara. The instrument of meditation is also Ishvara. Therefore, everything being Ishvara, the meditator being non-separate from Ishvara, the whole, the instrument of meditation, the mind being non-separate from Ishvara, the whole, being part of the whole, is very difficult for this tiny mind to comprehend Ishvara the whole. It is very, very difficult for this tiny mind, which is part of the Ishvara the whole, to comprehend the whole, to meditate upon the whole. Therefore, here we need an alambanam support. That is why support is what now? But that's why we have now murtis in our temples. And the temple stands for Garbhagriham. The murti inside the temple stands for Ishvara Swarupam, which is our own Swarupam. Ishvaraha is the name attributed to the reality obtaining as our own Swarupam. That's why inside, whether you have Shivalinga or you have Krishna's Murti, Rama's Murti, Shiva's Murti, that Murti, the form with the limbs or form without limbs, that form, gross form, perceptible form, objectifiable form, stands for the unobjectifiable, imperceptible, subtle reality. Not only that, it stands for the whole Ishvara also. Incomprehensible Ishvara has to be comprehended through now support, now meditated upon. That is why here alambanam support is symbol, is becomes a support for the mind. Therefore, Omkaraha has been mentioned as the one having the status of being a symbol, as the one having the status of being the support. Alambanatvena pratikatvena omkaraha nirdishtaha. Okay, alambanam of what? Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam, mentioned as the support of atmanaha, support of the atma. Atma here is what? All pervasive reality, the only reality. And that reality which alone was, that the knowledge of that reality alone was asked by Nachiketaha. The symbol of the reality implied by the term Atma, which alone was asked by Nachiketa as that which is distinct from Dharma and Adharma, Punyam and Papam, as that one which that which alone is distinct from cause and effect. దట్ ఆత్మా. దట్ ఆత్మా అశేష విశేష రహిత. దట్ ఆత్మా విచ్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఎంటైర్లీ. అశేష మీన్స్ టోటలీ, విశేష మీన్స్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్, అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్. Therefore, Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam, as a support of the absolutely attributeless, is free from all attributes, is implied with the term Atma, which alone was asked as that which is free from punyam and papam, as that which is free from cause and effect, that Atma. So, not only that Omkara was mentioned as the alambanam for nirgunam brahma, aparasya cha brahmanaha, it was also mentioned as an alambanam for Ishvara. Not only it was mentioned as an alambanam for nirgunam brahma, nirvisesham brahma, visesharahitam brahma, reality which is free from attributes, which is implied by the term Atma, which alone was asked as that which is free from cause and effect, right and wrong, punya papam, etc. That om is also an alambanam for aparasya cha brahmanaha. So asesha visesha rahitasya atmanaha alambanatvena pratikatvena omkaraha nirdishtaha, aparasya cha brahmanaha api ఆలంబనత్వేన ప్రతీకత్వేన ఓంకారః నిర్దిష్టః. వై అపరస్య చ బ్రహ్మణః ఆల్సో ఫర్ సగుణ ఈశ్వర, సగుణం బ్రహ్మ. సో ఫస్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ అశేష విశేషరహితస్య స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ, ఆత్మ. అండ్ అపరస్య బ్రహ్మణః ఇట్ ఆల్సో ఆలంబనం సపోర్ట్ ఫర్ అపరం బ్రహ్మ ఈశ్వర. మంద మధ్యమ ప్రతిపత్రూన్ ప్రతి. ఓకే, సో ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ ఈస్ నాట్ అడిక్వేట్లీ సటిల్, అడిక్వేట్లీ స్టేబుల్, మెంటలీ స్టేబుల్, పర్సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ అడిక్వేట్లీ ఇంటలెక్చువలీ షార్ప్. సి శాస్త్రం డస్ నాట్ సే ఆల్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డల్, ఆల్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ షార్ప్. Shastram says, there are people who have become adequately sharp and stable, who have become intellectually sharp and emotionally stable adequately. And there are people who yet to become adequately sharp, adequately emotionally stable and intellectually sharp. And such people who are not yet adequately emotionally stable and intellectually sharp, such people are said to be people of manda madhyama pratipattaraha. Manda madhya pratipatru. Pratipatru means the one who is of the understanding, has limitation in understanding. It's called manda madhyama pratipatru. Pratipatru means the person of understanding. Yaha pratipadyate saha pratipatru rikarantaha pullingaha pratipatru shabdaha. So madhyama pratipatru means the person of mediocre understanding, the person of dull understanding, dull intellect. So manda madhyama pratipatru means people who are endowed with dull and mediocre intellect, who are adequately sharp in understanding, comprehending the abstract nature of the reality. హచ్ పీపుల్ సెట్ బి మంద మధ్యమ ప్రతిపత్తారహ. మంద మధ్యమ ప్రతిపత్రోన్ ప్రతి, for the sake of the people who are not yet adequately sharp and stable, who are of dull and mediocre understanding, such people, for them, for their sake, this Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam, as a support of Aparam Brahma Ishvaraha. So the meditation upon Sagunam Brahma is prescribed for those who are not yet adequately emotionally stable and sharp. Which means meditation will enable a person to improve his mental preparedness. So Saguna Upasanam will bless a person with mental steadiness. Antahkarana Naischalya Siddhyartham Upasanam, meditation Upasanam, is always prescribed by the Shastram for improving one's Naischalyam, mental steadiness. The person's mentally steady means his sharpness of intellect also will be much better. So Upasanam is always prescribed only for emotional stability or mental steadiness. That is the purpose. So Upasanam is never, meditation is never recommended as an ultimate means, ultimate goal. Meditation is not an ultimate goal for a human being. Meditation is only a discipline to be prescribed, discipline to be practiced for steadying the unsteady mind. And so meditation must be upon Sagunam Brahma. A meditation can be called a meditation only if the object of one's focus is Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha. So here Omkara, to meditate upon Ishvara, you need an alambanam, you need a support, you need a symbol, because Ishvara cannot be comprehended. Ishvara is the whole. Ishvara, the whole, is inclusive of, even Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha is the whole, which is inclusive of the meditator and the mind. One uses to meditate upon Ishvara. Therefore, we need a support, an alambanam. That is Omkaraha. Omkaraha is an alambanam, a support, pratikam, which stands for Ishvaraha, the Lord. And this Ishvara Upasanam, meditating upon Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, is only for converting the restless, agitated mind, unsteady mind into a steady mind. And even this Upasanam, repeatedly practiced, will bless a person have that such a mental disposition. That person will accumulate abundance of punyam, as a result of which, after the fall of the body, the person can travel through Shukla Gatihi and reach the Brahmaloka, where he can attain Krama Muktihi. So Saguna Brahma Upasanam will not, cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, Saguna Brahma Upasanam is not the ultimate goal of a human being. Meditation is a mental activity. Upasanam is a mental activity. Is a manasa vyaparaha. And even this mental activity means the purely mind alone is involved in meditation. The body and speech are not involved in this meditation. That's why it's called purely a mental activity, manasa vyaparaha. And even any manasa vyapara, you thinking is a manasa vyapara, mental activity. Worrying is also manasa vyapara. Worrying is manasa vyapara. Whenever you are worrying, your body is not involved, your speech is not involved. Sometimes speech may be involved, but still worrying, No, simply worrying. Worrying, thinking of something, dreaming. Sometimes you sit and then daydreams. All manasavyaparas only. But here, manasavyaparaha, mental activity, means mental activity in which the attention is focused only on Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. That is why Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasavyaparaha Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasavyaparaha. So meditation means a purely mental activity in which attention of the mind is focused only on Ishvara Sagunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma also is inexplicably, incomprehensibly the vast, the whole, inclusive of meditation and the instrument of meditation. Therefore, we need an alambanam, support. And Omkara is that alambanam, support. Pratikam alambanam. And this meditation upon Sagunam Brahma has been prescribed by the Shastram for the sake of those who are not yet mentally adequately stable. Manda Madhyama Pratipatrun Prati. For the sake of those who are not adequately stable and sharp. Even Upasakas must be great people. Because in Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, in contemplating upon the nature of reality, one needs to have distraction-free mind, a contemplative disposition of the mind, and for which the Upasanam helps. A person need not be Upasaka always. Upasaka gradually can change his attention from Sagunam Brahma to Nirgunam Brahma. He can become the contemplator here itself. He can attain Jivan Mukti here itself. But if a person is given only the practice of Sagunam Brahma always, does not practice Nirgunam Brahma Upasanam at all, and has a Saguna Brahma Upasaka, such a person alone will travel to Brahmaloka. There he will attain Jnanam, thereby he'll attain Kramamuktihi. So Saguna Brahma Upasanam also seriously, properly practiced as instructed by the Shastram, and with the focused attention, a person, meditator, will not become a failure. He will definitely attain Kramamuktihi. It also involves tremendous effort. Then Nirguna Brahma Upasanam is repeatedly involving oneself, focusing one's attention only in Shravanam, the unfoldment of the nature of the reality, repeatedly placing one's attention in the unfoldment of the nature of the reality, obtaining as one's own sarupam, repeatedly involving oneself in shravanam, mananam, and repeatedly dwelling upon the nature of the reality as understood and retained in one's mind through shravanam. And this Nirguna Brahma Upasanam will help a person ascertain the nature of the reality here itself as one's own sarupam. Thereby a person can see the freedom being already there in this life itself. As a result of which a person can attain Sadhyo Mukti here itself. So Uttama Pratipatrun Prati Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. asti for the sake of those who are of very focused, distraction-free, disturbance-free, the contemplative mental disposition with the clear, doubt-free understanding of the truth. For them, this Omkara is a nalambanam for Nirgunam Brahma. The word is said, Omkaraha alambanatvena pratikatvena nirdishtaha kasya kasya asesha visesha hitasya atmanaha parambrahmanaha and also aparasya brahmanaha cha. Only Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam, as his support, as a symbol for both attributeless reality and Ishvara, the one with the attributes. Okay. This is the introduction given here. Having said this much, Atha Idanim. Are you following? Atha idanim, atha therefore, then idanim now, tasya omkara alambanasya, omkara alambanasya, atmanaha sakshat swarupa, nirdidharaishaya idam uchyate. Even though Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam support for both Sagunam Brahma and Nirguna Atma, Nirvisesha Atma, here in this mantra, in this following mantra, this said here, idam uchyate, this is said here. What is said here? Idam uchyate, I mean it is said here. What is said here? How it is said? Tasya omkara alambanasya. Okay. Atmanaha. Omkara alambanasya atmanaha means Omkara alambanaha atma. Omkaraha alambanam yasya atmanaha. Saha atma. Omkara alambanaha atma. Omkaraha alambanam yasya atmanaha. Saha atma. Omkara alambanaha atma. The atma for which Omkara has been mentioned as an alambanam, as his symbol, support. The atma for which Omkara has been mentioned as the alambanam support. Okay, atmanaha. Sakshat. Straight away, directly, what? Swarupa nirdidharaishaya. Okay. See, please make understand. Nirdeshtum icha. Nirdidharaisha. Nirdidharaishaya means with the desire of unfolding the nature of reality. With the desire of unfolding the nature of reality, నిర్దిధారయిషయా. సి నిర్దిధారయిషా మీన్స్ డిజైర్ టు అన్ఫోల్డ్, డిజైర్ టు రివీల్. డిజైర్ టు నిర్ధారయితుం ఇచ్ఛా, నిర్ధారయితుం ఇచ్ఛా నిర్దిధారయిషా. నిర్ధారణం మీన్స్ అసర్టైనింగ్. నిర్ధారయతి అసర్టైన్స్. నిర్ధారయితుం ఇచ్ఛా నిర్దిధారయిషా. నిర్ధారణం మీన్స్ అసర్టైనింగ్, అసర్టైన్మెంట్. నిర్దిధారయిషా డిజైర్ టు అసర్టైన్. నిర్దిధారయిషయా విత్ డిజైర్ టు అసర్టైన్, విత్ ద డిజైర్ టు అసర్టైన్, విత్ ద డిజైర్ టు అసిమిలేట్. ది ఎసెన్షియల్ నేచర్ స్వరూపం, ద డిజైర్ టు అసర్టైన్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ నేచర్ డైరెక్ట్లీ సాక్షాత్. ఎస్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్, ఆత్మనః. విత్ డిజైర్ టు అసర్టైన్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ అసర్టే డైరెక్ట్లీ, ఫర్ విచ్ ఓంకార హ్యాస్ బీన్ మెన్షన్డ్ యాజ్ ది సపోర్ట్, ఆలంబనం. ఇదం ఉచ్యతే, దిస్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫాలోయింగ్ మంత్ర. సో దిస్ మంత్ర హియర్ ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు help a person ascertain the nature of the self directly, straight away. Nirdidharayishaya idam uchyate, this is presented here with a desire to ascertain, assimilate the essential nature, nature directly of the Atma, for which Omkara has been mentioned as the alambanam, support, symbol. Atha idanim tasya Omkara alambanasya atmanaha sakshat swarupa nirdidharayishaya ఇదం ఉచ్యతే. నిర్ధారయితుం ఇచ్ఛా నిర్దిధారయిషా, డెసిరేటివ్ వర్డ్. సో కస్య నిర్దిధారిషయా ఇదం ఉచ్యతే, స్వరూపస్ నిర్దిధారయిషయా, ద డిజైర్ టు ascertain, assimilate the assimilation, the swarupam of what? Of the self. Which self? The self for which Omkara has been mentioned as the alambanam. Okay. Let us see the mantra now. Najayate mriyate va vipaschit. Naja. Are you all following? న జాయతే మ్రియతే వా విపశ్చిత్, న జాయతే మ్రియతే వా విపశ్చిత్, నాయం కుతశ్చిన్న బభూవ కశ్చిత్, నాయం కుతశ్చిన్న బభూవ కశ్చిత్, అజో నిత్య శాశ్వతోయం పురాణో, అజో నిత్య శాశ్వతోయం పురాణః, నహన్యతే హన్యమానే శరీరే. Without breaking also we can read. Najayate mriyate va vipaschinnayam kutaschinna babhuva kaschit. Until then you can't read. You can read without breaking. Najayate mriyate va vipaschinnayam kutaschinna babhuva kaschit. न जायते म्रियते वा विपश्चिन्नायं कुतश्चिन्न बभूव कश्चित् अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे ब्रेकिट् न जायते म्रियते वा विपश्चित् नायं कुतश्चन बभूव कश्चित् अजो नित्यशाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे Literal meaning now, and we'll stop here. We'll see it tomorrow again, okay? So, vipaschit. So here, the Atma is meant by the word vipaschit. Literally, vipaschit is a word used to mean ajnani. Visheshena pashyati iti vipaschit. A person of clear vision. A person of right perspective, a person of right thinking, right perspective, right vision, clear knowledge is said to be vipaschita. Jnani is always said to be vipaschita. The person of discriminative knowledge is said to be vipaschita. But here, vipaschita. Vipaschit here is an all-knowing person, all-knowing. Vipaschit, who is all-knowing? We'll come back to that. Okay, Vipaschit, na jayate is not born, namriyate va. Does he die. Vipaschit is not born, nor does Vipaschit die. Na jayate na mriyate. Ayam na kutaschit babhuva. Ayam kutaschit na babhuva. Kutaschit na babhuva. Kutaha means from where. Kutaschit, from somewhere. From somewhere. From where. Kutaschit, from somewhere. But nakutaschit, not from anywhere. Which means, na babhuva. So, babhati means comes into existence, originates. Babhuva is the past perfect tense. Had not come into existence. Na babhuva, had not come into existence means had not originated. What does it mean? Did not originate from anywhere. Kutaschit ayam na babhuva. Kutaschit ayam na babhuva. It did not originate from anywhere. It implies what? It has not come into existence from anything. It has not come into existence from anything. Means what? It has not come into existence at all. Which means it is already existence, always existent. Always existent means what? It has no beginning. It has no birth. It has no death. It has no beginning. It has no end. Therefore, it is always existence, already existence, timelessly existent. Therefore, it did not originate from anything, anywhere. Kutaschit na babhuva. Na kutaschit ayam babhuva. Ayam vipaschit. This vipaschit is not born. Not does vipaschit die. The vipaschit did not originate from anywhere or anything. Na ayam kutaschit na babhuva. Then, kaschit na babhuva, nakaschit, nakutaschit babhuva, nakaschit babhuva. Nakaschit babhuva means what? This vipaschit, did not become something else also. Kaschit means someone. Vipaschit is a takaranta pullinga shabda. Therefore, kaschit tabhuva, it did not become someone, not become anything. Nakaschit bhuva, nakutaschit bhuva, nakaschit bhuva. It did not originate from anywhere, anything, did not become anyone or anything. Nakaschit bhuva. Who is this vipaschit? Ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, ayam puranaha. This vipaschit is ajaha, unborn, nityaha, eternal, timeless, shashvataha, permanent. So, timeless, at the same time, changeless also. That's why permanent, shashvataha, ayam puranaha. This vipaschit is ancient. Ancient, beginningless, timeless, endless, changeless, as well as at the same time, ever fresh, puranaha. And that vipaschit, na hanyate, it is not killed. Sharire hanyamane, when the body is killed, sharire hanyamane, when the body is being killed, the body is killed, vipaschit is not killed. Therefore, the word vipaschit implies the atma. The word vipaschit stands for atma. What is atma? The one and the only secondless non-dual reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. The only truth of the entire universe, obtaining as the essential innermost essence of every being, is implied by the term atma. The atma alone is meant by the word vipaschit. Why it is said to be vipaschit? Here it does not mean ajnani, it means atma itself. So this verse, we can understand now how Bhagavad Gita, why Bhagavad Gita is said to be Upanishad. Bhagavad Gita is said to be Upanishad because Bhagavad Gita serves as Brahma Vidya. Even though it is Yoga Shastram also, even though Bhagavad Gita teaches the way of life, it's called Yoga Shastram. That's why it's called Yoga Shastram. Bhagavad Gita is also called Moksha Shastram, Brahma Vidya. Bhagavad Gita is also said to be the means of the attainment of knowledge of the self. It also reveals the nature of the reality. Why? Because it is also given the status of the Upanishad. Because Bhagavad Gita literally shifts the words of the Upanishads from the Upanishad and presents there. Bhagavad Gita presents the same words. I know second chapter, Najayate Mriyate Vakadachit Nayam Bhutva Bhavita Vanabhuyaha Ajo Nitya Shashvato Yam Purano Nahanyate Hanyamane Sharire. The unfoldment of that mantra, that verse, is unfoldment of this mantra. Unfoldment of this mantra is unfoldment of the words of that verse. Same. So, very beautiful verse. We are going to see the Atma Swarupam. We are going to understand the nature of the Atma, the meaning of the word Atma, the content of the word Atma, the substance of the word Atma. You're going to understand tomorrow's class is going to be class of unfoldment of the essential nature of the reality obtaining as one's own self. And that alone we're going to see as the meaning of the amatra, the silence. Okay, so see, we'll continue tomorrow. The actual teaching begins now. So we'll see tomorrow. Until now, you understood only as Omkara being both the alambanam, pratikam for sagunam brahma as well as nirgunam brahma. straight away we are going to understand here the Atmanaha Swarupam. We are going to see in this following mantra, which we'll see tomorrow. I want to the literal meaning. We'll see the unfoldment and the commentary tomorrow. Okay. Shanti, shanti, shanti.